It's 25th of May. Today is exactly 15 months and one day of a big war, and 15 months since I'm in the army. And now, for the first time in this time, I can admit to myself and to you that I'm absolutely sure of the complete victory of Ukraine. I don't know how much more time it will take for this. I don't know how many people will die. I don't know if I myself will live to see the end of the war. But I know for sure that Ukraine will return all the territories occupied by the Russians, smash the enemy armies, defend its state sovereignty. Actually, I used to believe in the Ukrainian victory. Never even tried to think about what would happen if we lost. But, and there is a big difference, earlier I just believed in victory. But now I know that Ukraine's victory is inevitable. I cannot say that this knowledge was revealed to me suddenly. No, day after day, I received more and more new information about what was happening at the front and around it. I talked with the military, read the news, spoke with the inhabitants of the regions liberated from the occupation. And the more I learned, the less dense became the fog of war that hides our future. Look who we are fighting against. This is not even an army. This is a several gangs of rapists and murderers who hate each other. Yes, they have tanks and missiles. They know how to use walkie-talkies and satellite navigation. But this does not make them an army. People who know what honor and duty are serving in the armies. The Russians do not even seem to know such words. There is more self-respect in a street junkie begging for money for another dose than in all Russian generals combined. Most of the Ukrainian army has been fighting non-stop since the first weeks of the war. People sit in trenches for 14 or even 15 months. Everyone really wants to go home, but not right away. First, the counter-offensive, which is about to begin, when reaching the borders of Ukraine, neutralizing the threat from the enemy, and only when home. One sergeant with whom I served said, "In war, it is very important to catch the courage, learn to enjoy the killing of the enemy." And the Ukrainian army obviously caught this courage. You can feel it, almost smell it. By the way, before the occupation of Crimea, this sergeant, like me, worked in Moscow. It is very possible that he is now killing his former colleagues and neighbors. I thought about this because my daughter recently asked me how likely it is that I will kill someone at the front who I used to work with or maybe even be friends with. The probability of this is not very high, but definitely not zero. I worked in many editorial offices with a huge number of employees. It is possible that one of them will be at the front, opposite me. And I won't hesitate when I take up my rifle. I don't have friends there anymore. This war really showed everyone, showed who is worth what. Look, the Russians who do not support the war turned out to be completely impotent. They could not unite, they could not organize resistance. At best, they simply fled, but the majority of the Russian army also turned out to be the same impotent. Wars who turned out to be too stupid or too lazy or too drunk to try to save their own skins. This impotence fight for the sake of the robbery or for the fear of being shot by their own officers. They have no other motivation. So, we return to what today's episode began with: Ukraine will definitely win.